اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. Inshallah, today we'll talk about Ayah 37 of Surah An-Nisa on page 84. Brothers and sisters, turn to page 84, Ayah 37 of Surah An-Nisa, inshallah. So, let's listen to the recitation first.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. الذين يبخلون ويأمرون الناس بالبخل ويكتمون ما آتاهم الله من فضله وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا.
That was nice. Nice recitation. So now, inshallah, we'll mention some important points about this ayah. Then we'll move on to the practical tajweed rules, inshallah. So, let me read once. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allah Almighty says in this ayah,
الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْلِ وَيَكْتُمُونَ مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا.
Allah Almighty says, الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ, those who are stingy, وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسِ بِالْبُخْلِ, and bid others, invite others, okay? Command other people to be stingy. Who are they? مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. In the previous ayah that Allah Almighty says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. Who are مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا? Those who are swaggering braggarts, okay? الَّذِينَ, those who are stingy. Okay, stingy. In the previous ayah, Allah Almighty was talking about being good to the parents, being good to the neighbors, being good to friend, the relatives, orphans, relatives, friends, these things, okay? Ibn Sabil, for example, Allah Almighty was saying these things, yeah? In commanding us to be good to them. And we say that there are many steps for being good, yeah? How to be good. Sometimes they need money, help them with money if you have. Sometimes they need what? Like, you need to support them.
Motivate.
Like, motivate them. Okay? Support them. Sometimes they, for example, if you have, for example, enough ability, enough time, enough energy to help them, for example, with some studies, help them. Sometimes, for example, they have guests, a lot of guests, okay? And they don't have any room for their guests, okay? Like their house, they have a small house, okay? But they have a lot of guests, okay? So if you have a room free, okay? Invite his guests in your house, okay? And let them stay there at night, okay? If you have free, for example, room for them. This is also called what? Being good to the neighbors. Nowadays it happens, okay? Sometimes people don't have that much money, okay? To, for example, to rent what? A hall, for example. A hall, okay? So what do they do? For example, for their like guests, okay, they ask their neighbors, okay, that is it possible that our guests tonight, we have, for example, a majlis, a khatm, okay, khatm al-Quran, for example, we have a rawda, for example, here, can our guests like stay in your home tonight? They will say, yeah, this is called being good to the neighbors. That's all. So if somebody does not say, no way, I don't like, it's not my guest, okay? It's your guest, none of my business. Then we say, your neighbor, please, let's be good to each other. I don't care about you. I have nothing to do with you. Neighbor, neighbor, okay, I don't care. If somebody is like this, Allah Almighty does not like them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُّرًا. Those who are stingy, look, stingy. Or he has money, enough money, okay? He can afford his expenses. He can fund his, for example, children. So he has enough, like, money in his account. So he can help an orphan go to school. Like, for example, that orphan, he doesn't have a dad. He doesn't have good economy, okay? He cannot fund himself to go to, for example, a language center, to go to a Quran class, okay? To go to, for example, a computer class, a sport, okay? So he is really suffering this. Like everybody goes and he can't, he's really in trouble. So if you have, fund him. Give him 60 thumans to go and join, for example, a computer class, to join a language class, to join, for example, a Quran class, to join, for example, what? A sport class. It's really good. Don't be stingy. So Allah Almighty says, "Alladhina yabkhulun," those who are mukhtalan fakhura, that Allah Almighty does not love them, does not like them, is those who are stingy. And also, don't invite other people as well to be stingy. Yeah? So don't be, at least don't be this bad, okay? This bad. So, but mukhtalan fakhura are those who are stingy, and they ya'muruna an-nas bil bukhl, and bid others also to be stingy. وَيَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, and conceal whatever Allah has given them out of His grace. Really, sometimes it happens, okay? Then Allah Almighty says, وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ, and we have prepared for the faithless people, those who don't care, those who do not do the worship of Allah. اُعْبُدُ اللَّهُ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا, those who do not worship Allah and they ascribe partners to Allah Almighty, that in previous ayah we talked about this. So Allah Almighty says what? And we have prepared for the faithless a humiliating punishment, a severe punishment. That's all. قرآني نبض حياتي, قرآني طهر ذاتي, قرآني عصمة أمري, قرآني طوق نجاتي, قرآني نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran. Well, inshallah, mention the tajweed rules, the important ones, right after, like, we finished the explanation. Actually, we finished. That's enough, I think, okay? Our brothers and sisters, Fawad and Ali Nasir, inshallah, refer to the Tafasir books to learn more. All right? Okay? About this verse.
Yes.
You have any questions?
No.
No? So, brothers and sisters, let's move on to the important tajweed rules in this ayah. الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْلِ وَيَكْتُمُونَ مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. So, can you explain some of the rules for what?
Mm-hmm. In the first word, alladhina,
mm-hmm,
it has lamu ta'rif.
Lamu ta'rif. So
you assign hamzatul wasl with a fatha.
Good job. Whenever you have lamu ta'rif in a word, that word is what? A noun.
Yes.
So for these kind of nouns, whenever you want to read the hamzatul wasl, pronounce the hamzatul wasl, you must assign it with fatha. Put a fatha on the top. Alladhina Alhamdulillah Ar-Rahman, right? This, so al, that's it. Very easy. So here, الذين يبخلون. The next point, ذال, ذال, pronounce the ذال correctly, خا correctly. Next letter is همزة correctly. ويأمرون الناس بالبخل ويكتمون ما آتا
هم.
هم, the ها, pronounce it correctly. الله correctly. من فضله
ضاد,
ضاد correctly. وأعتدن
عين. عين.
آ and عين. همزة and عين. Sometimes students might say ah. This is not ah. This is ah. Or sometimes they will say ah. They mix them up, okay? So pronounce the ah first and then ayn. Ah. Read it, Ali Nasir.
Wa
ah.
Ah. Ah.
Ahsan. For what? Huh? Come on, read. He's shy. Okay. وَأَعْتَدْنَا. So, then the next letter, which is important here, is ذَال we mentioned. That's all. These letters are important, okay? Now, let's get back to the word يَبْخَلُونَ. Two important rules are here. One with the letter ba, and yes, the next one with the letter خَا. So, ba is sucking here. Appears sucking, no vowels. So, what do you do with this?
We produce a bouncing sound.
Ah, gotcha. Echoing sound. Yab, yab, not a haraka, not a vowel sound. Yabano, yab, yab.
The letter.
Yeah. Yab, khaluna. Now the letter kha. It's
pronounced heavily.
Heavily, it's a heavy letter. Wa yab khaluna. Not khaluna, no, because it doesn't have an alif. Yab khaluna. Alladhina yab khaluna. Wa ya'muruna an-nasa. Na, وَيَأْمُرُونَ. Then annas, noon is joined with the noon, okay? Hamzatul wasl will be skipped here. Lama tarif will be skipped here, because right after then lama tarif, we have the letter noon, which is a sun letter. Sun letter. Amongst the sun letter, so you skip lama tarif here. وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ. And also, when you join noon to the noon, all right? What happens? You merge them together and nasal
sound
is produced, okay? وَيَأْمُرُونَ This nasal sound. Extend the sound for two beats. وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْلِ وَيَكْتُمُونَ مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. This mad ma is jaiz. You can skip it, yes, or extend.
Yes.
وَيَكْتُمُونَ مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Pronounce the word Allah with a heavy sound. Allah, like this. مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. مِنْ نُون ساكن plus فَا.
إِخْفَى.
إِخْفَى. Hide the sound. مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Nasal sound. مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Extend the sound also. مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. وَأَعْتَدْنَا This is not Hamzatul Wasl. وَأَعْتَدْنَا, no. وَأَعْتَدْنَا. This is Hamzatul Qat'a. You have to read it. وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ. أَعْتَدْنَا, also dal. Yes. لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينَ. Ali Nasir, tell us. عَذَابًا. بَمْ مُهِينَ. Right, merge it. A nasal sound, extended for two counts. وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. Tanween na, it's because tanween fatha, whenever appears at the end, you stop there, and if you stop, you change the tanween fatha to an a sound. Muhina. So, it's time for us to practice the recitation. Now, because we have learned the tajweed rules, let's practice it where they... Let's practice this ayat, the recitation, with the tajweed rules. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, thanks for being with us up to this point. It's the last part of our class. Let's practice all together. Listen and repeat after me.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
الذين يبخلون ويأمرون الناس بالبخل ويكتمون ما آتاهم الله من فضله
الذين يبخلون ويأمرون الناس بالبخل ويكتمون ما آتاهم الله من فضله
أحسنتم عشر من فضله ويأمرون همزة يأمرون وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا
وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا
ما شاء الله الله bless you إن شاء الله. That's all for today, brothers and sisters. Stay with IRB English Radio إن شاء الله. Thank you so much Fawad and Ali Nasir. Thanks for being with us today. Inshallah, we'll be here with you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi at-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان